Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly joined us live from York Races, and they were on good form, as always, building up to our big races, and indeed bringing us commentary. You know, some of the best bits around those commentaries. We had a pretty good chat, didn't we, about various things. We covered some ground. You were kind enough to get involved as well. Yeah. And we brought you the Paddy's Challenge, which had a few humourable moments in it, as Stuart Pearce would say.
Often does.
So, anyway, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Now, I'm normally very pessimistic about England cricket, but I don't think you should panic because so many recent tests at Lords, the first two innings, both sets of first innings, teams are bowled out cheaply and then it just flattens out and flattens out, and often it ends up as a draw.
In these conditions especially.
They got all the luck. I mean, you know, they won the toss. It was the right thing to do. They would have struggled against Anderson, no question, in these conditions. But some of the decisions, though, honestly, the umpire.
The route to LBW.
Is he part of the PGMOL? Honestly. It was pathetic. I mean, the bowler hardly even appeared.
I know, Jansen, yeah.
You know, and you couldn't be less out than that. It was just, you know, even
shaving
margin of
leg
error.
Stump,
it was high.
It was one of those, you'd be surprised with a naked, I mean, he's obviously a brilliant umpire to be able to see with a naked eye. That was just going to shave leg stump.
It's a really poor decision, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's cricket, John.
That's cricket.
So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll be back to John Norman, talking to John's. Mm. I'm going to introduce you now to something I meant to do yesterday. I can't believe I never got around to it with Charlie. It was a busy show. What with this kick, we kicked off a new series, Andy, Celebrity Combination Lock. It's a long story.
Okay.
I'll let Charlie explain tomorrow. But let me introduce you to Lozenge Gate.
Oh, yeah, Lozenge Gate.
Now, yesterday, and it's still there, it hasn't moved, on the little control panel that controls the various monitors that I have in front of me, somebody on the base of this has clearly been sucking a lozenge.
I've done that.
And it's a black lozenge on a black background, and I'm guessing they've forgotten it's there.
Yeah.
Now, it's in what Max Rushton, it's situated in what's Max Rushton would call the hard chair.
Yeah.
I know Andy doesn't like that, but it's so.
I said to him, it's only the hard chair when I'm working with you.
So after it wasn't there 2 days ago when I sat here. So it's Andy Goldstein.
Yeah.
So who would have come in at 7 o'clock in this chair that evening? It was around the ground, so it would have been nobody here. Or it's Jamie O'Hara, because I think Jason sits in that chair when he's. So it's Jamie O'Hara. Or it's Laura the morning, or who does overnight?
I'm prepared to...
Paul Ross, it could be Paul Ross.
I'm prepared to pay for a DNA test.
Really?
Yeah, to see who it is.
Okay.
It would require all the presenters to provide
those
their
four,
own DNA.
All we need, if Paul Ross, Laura, Andy Goldstein, we'll ask Andy later on if he's part of Lozenge Gate.
Mm.
So we'll ask all the presenters and Jamie O'Hara whether they're prepared to take a small swab from the inside of their mouth. It seems a lot of fuss over nothing. But
it's not good, though, is it?
You know, you can't move it. I'm not prepared to move it.
Oh,
I don't know
right,
where it's been.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take us anywhere.
Not really,
but
no.
Pengate does, Andy. Let's set that up.
Yeah, Pengate.
Would you like to take part in a pen shootout with Andy Jacobs? I'm not using the abbreviation of penalties. Tell us why, Andy. You've had an issue with pens with your good lady wife.
Well, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that my wife has taken to emptying my bag every night. I don't know why. And she clears all the pens out. And I had to keep going and getting a new pen from the sort of pen drawer, which is right by the bosses.
Yeah.
And they must think, what's he doing with...
You've got a little stall in Borough Market selling pens.
So I said to her, look, I appreciate what you're doing.
What do you want, mate? Black or blue? I've got black or blue. I've got one or two green ones in there, yeah.
So I said to him, look, you know, just leave me, you know, at least one. So somebody said to him, look, why don't you leave Andy two pens, one of our good friends, and that'll be good. So for some reason, she's taken that to mean she'll take two pens out of the 250 we now have at home from accumulation and put them back. So this morning I went to get a pen and I found quite a lot in there.
Yeah, do you want to just confirm? Get them out and count them now, Andy. So we're going to, because you're going to be taking on Andy in a pen shootout. So this could be great news for any reps for Bic who are listening today.
You can hear, can't you?
We've got about 50 boxes of them in the back of the Fiesta. Here we go. These are all the pens coming out. What's in Andy's bag? Pens, basically.
Oh, God.
Look at that. It's ridiculous. It's like the Mr. Trebus of pens.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20
just
pens.
The 20.
20 pens. Well, a man who had none, he now is. So a pen shootout. Okay, do you possibly have more? In what circumstances and why do you have more pens on you today, on your person, whether in a bag, in a pocket, whatever, than that? Do let us know.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Quiz for charity in association with our friends and official betting partner, Paddy Power. Paddy's Challenge, we put our sporting knowledge to the test with a chance of raising lots of cash for our nominated charities. I'm playing for Sporting Memories Network, proud patron, and Andy is raising funds for the Willow Foundation, helping to manage proceedings and ensure fair play. It's our guest referee, Mr. Ben Fletcher. Hello, Fletcher.
Good afternoon, gents. Paddy's Challenge, you know the drill. You'll each be asked three multiple choice questions posed by the voice of Paddy Power. That's Alistair McGowan. The winner will be the player that scores the most points. In the event of a tie, you'll both win the chance to raise some cash for your chosen charities. Last week's game was a draw. You both had a fiver to place with Paddy. Paul, you backed Ivan Toney to score in Brentford's win over Manchester United. The Bees winning 4-0. Toney not one of the scorers.
I think Paddy should stump up for this. Two assists.
Morally.
It's almost two assists equals a goal.
You'd have thought so,
well,
wouldn't you?
I'll give him a call after the show.
Perhaps. Andy, you backed Everton to beat Villa. The Toffees lost 2-1 on the day, though.
Yes, unfortunately.
So let's see if we can do a bit better in this week's Paddy's Challenge. The virtual coin toss has taken place, and it will be Paul that goes first on this occasion. So if you're
it's
ready,
every
Paul.
Occasion, isn't it?
And the.
And no, the high... no. He changes it every week and calls it a virtual coin toss. You started last week.
I didn't, did I?
Yeah.
I think you might have done. I think Andy's engaging in what you might call mind
games.
Have you
ever discovered by...
So if you're ready, Paul, and the highly paid technical department is ready, here is question one.
Arsenal fans were very pleased with their new striker last weekend as Gabriel Jesus scored twice to equal Alexander Lacazette's 21-22 total of goals scored in open play in just his second game for the Gunners. How many Premier League goals did Lacazette score last season? A. 10. B, 6, or C, 4?
I don't keep a tally of Arsenal goal scorers.
No, not really. I try to ignore them.
Do you know?
I would have said 4.
I'll go 6 and be optimistic.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You should have gone with Andy. The correct answer is 4.
Well, maybe he should go first then.
Well, maybe. There we go.
Another virtual coin toss.
Exactly. So losing his head already. Hashtag head's gone. 4, coincidentally, the same number of wins that Torquay United can expect in the National League this season. 1-0 defeat last night, was it?
Woking Bands.
Always. Yeah. Always. Sent Scunthorpe home in tears. Don't worry about that. So, no score for you yet, Paul.
Dear.
Andy, an opportunity for you to take a 1-0 lead.
Thank you, Dave.
QPR keeper Senny Dieng was the hero in last weekend's game against Sunderland, scoring from a header in the 92nd minute to save the Hoops from defeat. Which country does Dieng represent on international duties? A. Switzerland, B. Senegal, or C. Ghana?
Oh, I don't know this, and I'm just going to guess that it's Senegal.
1 point to Andy.
What a guess. He still had time to make a point rescuing save as well. I love a goal scoring goalie. Jimmy Glass is the best ever.
It was a great header. He goes up And it kind of...
I was listening to TalkSport, and Graham Courtney said that he'd seen, the last time he'd seen that was Jimmy Glass.
Yeah. Wow. Kept Carlisle United in the Football League.
I interviewed
Jimmy some years ago now, top bloke, but hey, a story for another day perhaps. So, Paul...
Is he half full or half empty? Do you have a meal with him?
Let's not ask that question.
It's a story for another day. TalkSport 3 coming soon.
Yeah.
So, Paul, you need this really, otherwise you'll be in big trouble. Here is your second question.
In a shock to the system, Lionel Messi has not been included in this year's Ballon d'Or shortlist. It's the first time Messi has missed the cut since which year? A. 2010, B. 2008, or C. 2005?
I've got the bum questions this week. Yes. It is quite tough. I'll go 2008.
That's what I would have said.
Oof. Incorrect. Ooh, no. 2005.
Wow. Really?
Messi has won the most Ballon d'Or awards in the competition's history with a tally of 7 top prizes. And 2005, the last time Torquay United were in the Football League.
Really?
So, no score yet for you, Paul. Andy, you 2015, he reliably says in my ear. Get on with it. I'm getting on with it.
Andy, he's losing his head.
We shouldn't have gone to Bromley. Waste of a train ticket. Andy, your second question and a chance to actually take the charity cash home if you get this right. Question two. Here we go.
Ahead of his maiden title defence and rematch with Anthony Joshua, Alexander Usyk has stunned his coaches by doing what grueling physical endurance preparation? A. 200-mile cycle rides in the desert. B. Running full marathons every day. Or C. Doing 5-hour swims.
Oh, I've absolutely no idea.
It's tough, I wouldn't know that, Andy.
I would say boxers usually run if they want to build stamina, so I'll go with the runs.
Oh dear. Is he swimming?
It was 5-hour swims. Usyk's grueling training sessions over the last year have seen him pack on several pounds of muscle, according to what it says here. So the game is still alive. Paul, you have an opportunity to equalise for the time being with your third and final question, and it is boxing related.
Re-retired heavyweight Tyson Fury says he has lots of plans for his post-boxing career, including making an album. Which two music icons did he say he might do some work with? A. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. B. Ed Sheeran and Adele. Or C. Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
He'd say the other two are dossers, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What I'm trying to think, what he's... I was waiting for American Pie to get in there somewhere. Let's go Ed Sheeran and Adele.
1 out of 3, chin up.
Ooh. Well, it could well be a case of bringing the cash home, or half of it, I should say, because that... Yeah, exactly. I'll get my words out in a minute. I'm only a broadcaster on national radio. he has already recorded duets with Don McLean and Robbie Williams, so that album In Time for Christmas, perhaps, on its way soon. So 1 out of 3, Andy, you have an opportunity to win. If you don't, then you share the charity cash. Here comes your third question.
Fiery Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios lost his cool in his Canadian Open quarterfinal versus Hubert Hurkacz last weekend when his opponent did what? A. Kept changing his racket. B. Kept changing his shirt. Or C. Took an 8-minute toilet break.
Could have done any of those, couldn't he, really?
Okay, yeah.
Hurkacz.
Hubert Hurkacz.
I'd say changing his shirt, I'm guessing.
Oh dear.
Incorrect. It was taking an 8-minute toilet break. Is that such a bad thing? I've been known to take 45-minute ones if it means getting away from the kids.
Copy of the Daily Star under his arms. He lets
it go. What's happened there is, Andy, you took an early lead and looked in full control. And right at the end, I rather undeservedly equalised.
Oh, yes.
It's been that kind of week, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm contractually obliged to say new rules mean players are allowed 3 minutes and an extra 2 to change their clothes. Time starts once they step into the room. Some courts are a long way from the toilets, though. And Hurkacz was away for 8 minutes, only narrowly avoiding a code violation. Kyrgios went on to win the match, though, so ultimately, what was he so bothered about? So, one apiece then. That means you share the cash on this occasion following an awesome display of incredible knowledge of irrelevant sporting facts, it says here. So, Paddy's giving you both a free £5 bet. Andy, I'll ask you first, what are you going to go for?
Okay, I'm going for a very surprising bet. I'm going to go for Manchester United to beat Liverpool next week.
Wow.
Monday night.
That is a surprise bet. And you, Paul?
It's completely mad, but I've got a just funny feeling about it, and it'll be interesting. And then at that point, Liverpool will only be on 2 points, and United will be on 3 points.
Should I be quiet?
Exclusively live on TalkSport Monday night.
Not going to happen. But,
with the pace and the ability to run in behind that Newcastle often have with some of their players... I'm going to go from to nick a draw against City. I know it's mad, it's unlikely, but it's at St James's Park. So, Sandy, I'm going to go Newcastle-Manchester City draw.
Apologise to the Attitude Foundation.
No, it's not. It's the Willow Foundation.
Oh, the Willow Foundation, yes.
And Sporting Memories will let us
know. Stranger things have happened, gents. We'll see how you get on. And someone else will reveal the winner next week, because I'm in the Canary Islands. Good luck. Bye.
So thank you very much, Fletch. The scorched earth approach of Ben Fletcher.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Fortunately, they're off for rain at Lord's. Unfortunately for old mate Charlie Baker, who's there today. He's gone, Andy, Charlie.
Oh, has he?
He's gone there, and I've been trying to keep him updated with weather forecasts that he's been poo-pooing. I did say rain was a-coming, and sure enough, it has, but... they went in 116-46, folks, was the last man to go. But you said there's some good bowling. No one's really let themselves down.
It's been good bowling today. As long as the conditions stay the same, it'll probably be the usual Lord sort of test. You know, you can't see them making... They're not a great batting side, so I can't see them making more than about 250 either, really, but we'll see. Have you seen this? I read this in the Star this morning. I had to sort of double take it a bit. Hungry football fans, says Jerry Lawton, are swapping their traditional half-time pie for a bag of juicy maggots. I was thinking,
well,
where's that? Somewhere like, not Forest Green, because maggots are not vegetarian, but I thought, where's that? Oh, no, it turns out to be in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
It's not really the same thing, is it? Brilliant.
So people have maggots on a stick in Thailand.
But they are thinking of getting them in at the London Stadium, about £9 a pint.
Yeah, that will be, yeah. Get the winkles off, get the maggots on. Anything else, just super cockle walking around with a big basket.
Talking of money, Peter Schmeichel, a story this morning. I mean, he's a great keeper.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't pay £4.50 to have a two-course meal with him.
That's a nothing story. I think it was...
It's a lot of money,
if you want to sit at his top table and get these stories of his career, you're willing to spend that money.
For £4.50?
If you don't want to spend it, don't go.
No,
and if no one wants to spend it, no one will go. But ultimately,
presumably it's charity.
I don't know. It's market forces, whatever it is. If you don't want to spend the money, don't go. That's always very true. New kits are expensive. Well, don't buy one.
It's also very true.
Fairly simple equation.
MUTV had a brilliant, Manchester United Television had a brilliant excuse for not running their normal debate show after the Brentford game. They said it was owing to staff shortages, as a number of staff were in Toulouse covering the women's team, of course.
Okay.
That's right.
Toulouse is not a particularly good place to go at the moment, is it, from a Manchester United point? We went to Toulouse.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? We were sort of basking in ridiculous weather the other week. But Grimsby Carlisle was abandoned last night due to a waterlogged pitch.
And Forest Green as well. It's mad, isn't it? Typical.
Things change so quickly, don't they?
There's also a piece in the Star today about Mr. Blobby refereeing a wrestling match.
Oh, okay.
Which finally proves that wrestling isn't a sport whatsoever. But even so, I don't know if he does football. He'd be better than what we had on Sunday.
I was going to say, would you let him do...
I'd rather have Mr. Blobby than Anthony Taylor for the next Chelsea game.
Do you think he could get around the pitch? I mean, also the way he would break up. The way... You'd love to have a camera in the referee's room, wouldn't it?
Can't see.
We've got to make referees more accountable, so they put him in the press room and he sort of knocks everything over. Yeah, we can all see that. I think that would work very well. We're having a pen shootout. Andy found himself with 20 pens in his bag, and we wondered if anybody could beat him. I'm a stock taker. I have a pencil case filled with pens, pencils. It doesn't say that. It says, okay, quite a key letter to miss out there. Highlighters work on paper, so I have to have them. The current count is 27 mixed varieties. So he's got 27.
Well, that's quite impressive.
But I have the multi-pens, so does that count as one pen or four, says Amy, the Manchester United fan. So, Amy, thank you for that. So I think you are currently in the lead. Or are you? Because if we allow someone to carry a box of pens, then Robin Warrington has blown us all out the water. If you're a proper teacher, you hoard pens. There's no chance you're winning there, chaps, with 20. I started teaching in 2013 and have amassed 300-plus pens, board pens, pencils, you name it.
But have you got them on you? I mean, I've got at least 200 at home.
Are you carrying... Oh,
sorry, I shouldn't admit that.
Show off.
They're all from here.
He's had them all away. That's stalling.
No, not deliberately. It's,
you just take a new pen every day,
do
you?
What can I do? And arrive here, they've gone.
Okay.
Go on.
I was in a cat food cardboard box. So thank you for that, Robin Warrington. But you have to physically have them on you now to beat Andy in the penalty shootout.
We often sort of take the mickey out of people who write tabloids.
Well, you do.
I do, yeah. But there's a good letter in The Sun today. It's got a very good point about the boxing on Saturday. It's from Jamie Williams in Dunstable. He says, I've read in The Sun that Anthony Joshua says he lost his heavyweight title to Alexander Usyk last September due to his opponent being a southpaw. Mm. I don't want to alarm Joshua, but that's not going to change for Saturday night's fight. He's got a good point, hasn't he?
I think he's done a bit of work on it, I think, to hopefully counter that in the gym. Anything else, Andy?
Well, I've got news of the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, really? Well, that's quite big news, I would imagine. I thought that would have been in the news. Is there a sighting of it?
Well, apparently it's been affected by climate change. Yes, Joan Laurie, project manager of the North Highlands and Islands Climate Hub, says Loch Ness is deep and cold, making an ideal place for Nessie to hide away from public view if it existed.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist, does it?
Don't say that, Andy. You don't know.
I don't know.
I went swimming in there, and just for a moment, that slight trepidation. Yeah, God, it was freezing. Oh, man. That slight trepidation of what if this is the moment he surfaces and bites me head off? I mean, it's unlikely. I'll give you that. No, I didn't get great odds with Paddy Power. But, it's in the back of your mind when you're in it.
Oh, no, I stayed in a hotel right on Loch Ness. And, you do think about it.
Well, he's unlikely to get in your room.
No, that's very true, really.
Sneak in with a cheese sandwich, isn't he? Room service, knock on the door.
There's a new high-tech app.
I say
for
here, I mean, probably...
All right.
They call her Nessie. It's a woman's name, isn't it?
Well, I've moved on.
Yeah.
I don't want to find
myself in what they call Graham Souness situation.
Graham Soonessy.
Yes.
Marvellous.
That's good. That's why you get the big bucks.
Even Bill appreciates that.
Yeah, look at that. That's beautiful.
It's always for me that's
Graham
reward.
Soonessy. Come on, let's have your monster based footballers. Come on.
For goodness sake.
Let's have your monster based footballers. Yeah.
Yes, there's a new app, high tech app out for footballers.
Yeah.
And it basically, apparently Arsenal, Spurs, Chelsea and Everton are already using it. Each player gets a breakdown of his daily nutrition plan, travel arrangements, what time he should report to the gym. Why don't you send an A4 piece of paper? What's the
point? Because times have changed. Footballers only carry around A4 bits of paper.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, they are prepared. They go paper and pen when it comes to running on the pitch with a message, as we saw in Lionesses' final against
Germany.
Phone
and do it on an app.
It would be great. Just have a look at the app. But to put it on the big screens, that'd be the way to do it. That's what Eddie Jones would do.
Give away the tactics.
Yeah, and I think Eddie Jones would do that. Yeah, just definitely. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I know you'll be still bringing the TalkSport 2 listeners more racing throughout the afternoon, but that's it for us too. So we turn to your social calendar this evening. Lizzie, something, Annie's, who's with you as a production, something of a captive audience with Rupert when they go away.
Betty's tea room, go on. So, you know you want to.
What, for dinner?
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I went lunch and dinner.
You went lunch and dinner. What did you have for your dinner there, Andy?
Oh, I can't remember.
Pine chips?
Very nice.
Nice, okay. Yeah. So have you got anything planned, Rupert, for the ladies?
I haven't, so I'm open to some suggestions. What I know that Lizzie wants to go and swim in the biggest swimming pool that's all of 6 feet and that we've got in our hotel, and she was threatening to go and buy up. She forgot to bring her swimming costume with her, but then she took one look at the pool and said, maybe not.
Right. It would be like swimming in a puddle. It was so small.
So that was the first thing that we were thinking about. But at the moment, York...
There's a lot of good places to eat in York.
Yeah, it's a lot of good places.
Yeah, you won't struggle, I don't think.
Well, I'm happy for recommendations. I'll put Izzy to work. Not that she's had to work very hard today at all.
And of course, yeah, a lot of them won't be booked or anything as the racing's on, so that may be. But look, good job you thought of it in advance, guys. So that'll be pie and chips in Rupert's room watching the telly.
Walker's Mane is getting a very. It sounds like a horse. It's getting a lot.
And it's Walker's Mane from Betty's Tea Room.
It's getting a lot of good reviews on TripAdvisor.
That's being booked before they get. Go on, Izzy, get on the phone and sort it out.
What's it called again? Walker's Mane.
Walker's Mane. Yeah.
Right. I've been told I will be testing some pies tomorrow that they sell on the race course.
Oh, that'd be good. That's a good gig. Yeah.
What? Why are you doing that?
Well, because I like my food.
Last time we were given bottles of like rosé champagne. This time we're being pies. Well, brilliant.
You're up north now. Pies are more significant
still
than
get the same plugging. Don't worry about that.
First question is, whose pies are they? That's the first question you should be asking.
That won't take long to find out, knowing Rupert.
By the way, some champagne is coming. So we'll have pie and champagne tomorrow then. Stay classy up here.
Yes. Thank you, guys, for speak to you tomorrow. Three live races from York for you tomorrow with Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly.
Nice.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was the best of this afternoon. We'll do it all again tomorrow with Charlie from Four.
Birthday
You'll be back
spread.
For the birthday spread. Are the quality of the gags high this week?
Fantastic.
Well, there we are. You can talk yourself up.
No one
else is going.
Not
to.
Really.
Okay.
What do you think?
So, yeah, we got the birthday spread for you tomorrow.
And,
of course, we'll have hopefully more live cricket, rain permitting, and three live races from York once again. Do hope you can join us from one. If not, the podcast will be available to download at around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.